Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner.
Am I waiting impatiently?
You're a ball of fire. You can't. You're constantly in motion. And back fresh, not so fresh, but back from Cuba. And I wanted to talk to you about your trip to Cuba. How was that trip?
Well, it was actually fascinating at so many levels. And, of course, we have a sister city, Quiberian. And I did spend 8 days with a gentleman, Sandro Rodriguez, from Quiberian. So it looks like we're going to be able to reestablish, rekindle that relationship, which started in 2002 and 2003. And it had been at that time approved by the Cuban government. And this was all orchestrated, or I should say, run by the Illinois Municipal League. And there were mayors and other officials from throughout the state. And mostly it was actually former state treasurer Dan Rutherford, and our state senator, who really has the great contacts in Cuba. And so there are any number of intergovernmental relations hopefully we to begin. It was certainly interest in agribusiness. There are people, we're on a cigar, there's a factory and a farm, and they would be very interested, for example, if the embargoes lift, fully lifted, of opening up a Cuban cigar shop in downtown Bloomington.
Really?
Any number of things. Essentially, when the embargoes are lifted, I think it's just a question of when, we need to really be on the front end of tapping into a multi-billion-dollar market. And I think that's what Illinois Municipal League was interested in doing. That's what Dan Rutherford has been interested in, and obviously myself in particular. Just as a fun fact, we had the mayor of Havana, Illinois, join us.
The mayor of who?
Havana, Illinois.
Oh, really?
That is fun.
Yeah. But it was fascinating in many ways. The people were very hungry to know about the United States and want as soon as possible to have the embargo lifted. And when we went to a city, Vinales, about 3 hours west of Havana, the kinds of farming were not just were beyond primitive. Essentially, having two oxes tied together and a plow being pulled by the oxes. And
no kidding.
One of the people said, "Gosh, that's like the Middle Ages." And I said, "No, I think that's like maybe even a couple thousand years before Jesus."
I mean, no,
it's definitely going back in time. No question about it.
Yeah, that would have been 1700s. Standing behind a plow with a mule, something like that?
I would think that even in earlier periods, I would think that the most primitive people, even 1,000 B.C., would have used two oxes.
Probably. You know, Terry, we had a great escape years ago, 10 years ago probably, to China. And with China, you saw very modern cities. I mean, Shanghai, just one of the most beautiful cities I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah. But then you can look across the street from a beautiful 5-star hotel and see people living in squalor.
Right, right.
So you did get and I imagine the same in Cuba.
Yes,
they didn't have landlines. They went from no phones to cell phones in China.
They jumped a full couple generations there. Yeah. Well, actually, in Havana, there we spoke with the local officials there. Of course, they're interested in downtown. Their downtown old town revitalization. But you definitely didn't see homeless people, but there certainly were people who live in really very poor conditions, right. No question about it. And they also have a dual currency. So there's the currency that foreigners use, and that's what's about a dollar per dollar, what they call the kuk. And then it's about 30 of the Cuban pesos to equal one of those. So this dual currency system is so odd and bizarre. At so many levels, it was very interesting, and I'm hoping that Sandor Rodriguez will be, able to come here to Bloomington and begin to reestablish this relationship. I have all the documents in my office that had been approved by the city councils in both Cuba and in Bloomington, and the Cuban government signed off on it. So it shouldn't be too terribly difficult for us to rekindle that relationship. And I know the people from Heartland, Illinois State, Illinois Westland were involved in this 13, 14 years ago. They would like to have some of these exchange relationships. So there are a lot of things, everything from commerce to education, lots of different interests for sister cities.
And what's the name of our sister city again?
Quiberian.
Quiberian.
It is about 5 hours east of Havana. What people don't realize is that, I knew Cuba was the biggest island in the Caribbean. I didn't realize how long it was. It's 1,000 kilometers. Oh. It's well over 600 miles long. And some of the roads aren't that great, as you could probably
right.
imagine. And but anyway, it is about 5 hours east of Havana, and it's right on the obviously the Caribbean, and it's a kind of a beach resort that people from Australia or Germany, you know, United Kingdom go.
So, you know, a normal had a sister city in Cuba as well.
Yeah, Remedios. It's right next to Cape Arion.
Why didn't Mayor Kuss go? Do you know?
Kuss had other things going on,
yeah.
And I don't know. And because it was questionable whether we were going to be able to go there, given that the other group of the Illinois Municipal League people and Dan Rutherford had this stretched out to go west rather than east, it turned out that we did manage to get Sandor to come and basically went with us everywhere for those 8 days. So not only got to know him well, but he talked about many different things that we could be able to do with his sister city.
How was the food?
Excellent. And it was, you know, everywhere. It was really very good. Now, at the same time, some of which you had mentioned, when we ended, you know that in this nice hotel that we stayed in the last two nights, that almost right across the street, you begin to see the squalor, and it's really an unusual mixture of wealth and privilege, and you know most of the people are just getting by.
Well, let me ask. Let's talk about that. Are you confident that once we are able to freely travel to the island and nation of Cuba and pour our millions of dollars into it, that it's going to help these people that are still living in squalor?
It already has begun to do that. Now, for example, in Viñales, the houses were in very good shape. Almost all of them had roofs, which was
somewhat
unusual, actually. almost all of them were well painted. And Sandra Rodriguez had said, if you had come here before the president had done the partial lifting, you know, you would have seen a very, very different town. They have some caverns near there that are a tourist attraction, and American tourists come in. And now they rent rooms in their house, one, two, or three rooms. You can get one of three different licenses. And that means that when they rent these rooms to Americans, they can afford to fix the roofs and paint their houses.
So they got a little Airbnb down there.
Much of that already. Now, obviously, if we go in there and, you know, if Americans and others go in and, you know, pave all of the beachfront property, you know, that could be an issue. But
yeah.
I suspect, given that they have a very strong central government, they'll probably not let that happen.
Yeah, my wife wants to get down there before we ruin things, she says.
Now, the thing that you do have to worry about more than almost anywhere, and the TSA people warned us, is the water. And you know, so I have contacts, so I even have to use bottled water to put in my contacts.
Yeah.
The water quality is pretty poor. And actually, the mayor of Havana and a couple others got really sick. The mayor of Havana, Illinois, with us, got really sick because what we think happened is that in the mojitos, the ice melted and there's not enough rum to kill the germs.
Oh, yeah, you got to throw the rum down. Come on, man.
Well, that's what I did. I started feeling funny. I got the rum. I thought, forget this.
That's
I'm
it.
I'm going to kill any kind of bacteria that I possibly can.
I'll tell you what, yeah, we need some. That's a perfect, yeah, we need some more rum here to kill all the germs. So, you know, think big. You mentioned it.
Vitamin R there.
You mentioned at the beginning of the conversation that, you know, there's talk of somebody coming to Bloomington and opening up a cigar shop in downtown Bloomington. You got to be thinking bigger than that, though, right?
This was just of course we're thinking bigger than that. I mean, in terms of opening up our markets and selling corn and soybean, you know, that's big agribusiness. I'm sure that I talked to Kevin Callis at State Farm before I went. You know, at some point they know, maybe midterm, they're going to need some more insurance, right? So there are any number of things that we can do. But you know, there was this one woman who was an incredible businesswoman. And, you know, there's just a ceiling above which she can't rise because of, the oppressive government that's there. She has to pay 90% of her income that she gets from her farm to allow her to keep it to the government.
Yeah.
And so, you know, as I say, once that's lifted, she can sell stuff directly to the United States.
Hmm.
And you know, it was great to see in some ways, you know, human ingenuity and continuing to survive amidst a repressive government.
Hey, did you ask Kevin Callis what it would cost, what the premiums would be insuring a 1956 Chevy Impala?
I don't know. I did not. Well, no, that is absolutely the case. That the second you get off, there are 1940s and 50s American cars everywhere. And one of the gentlemen that that we met actually was in the picture that was in the newspaper was a 48 DeSoto, and his grandfather bought it, and that was his main means of making a living. He showed tourists around in it. His father then inherited it, and he inherited it. And it's in perfect shape. It has a Volkswagen engine in it, but it's a 48 DeSoto, and right. It really is amazing that you'd think you were in a 1950s movie.
So yesterday we talked to Steve about things that went down in the city council meeting last night. I just want to get your reaction. I have a feeling after watching that you were as surprised as everyone else that Jim Fruen, the announcement he made last night after serving this time around 10 years on the city council, said on his 65th birthday, we're going to call it a day.
Yeah, I mean, Jim is always deliberative and he thinks things through. And doesn't act rationally, rashly, you know, too quickly. And, you know, I think he made that real clear. He'd done a lot of thinking about his priorities and his children and grandchildren and wanted to spend more time with them and felt that he had enjoyed his years on the council, and they were many, and he certainly made lots of contributions. So, obviously, we wish him well.
So, that's his district what?
District nine.
So we're going to have a new person sitting in that seat. We could see a new person sitting in one.
Well, you definitely will see a new person in one,
right?
Because Kevin Lauer is running for mayor, so he's so we definitely have at least two new city council members.
All right,
and you know, with a group of nine plus the mayor, even changing one person really can help change the dynamic. And, you know, we really, I think, are as you can see from Monday City Council meeting, we're making progress moving forward on so many fronts, you know, on economic development, getting new businesses, attracting jobs, and, you know, putting the pedal to the metal on streets and infrastructure and sewers. So I think, we've got a good team, and I look forward to making more progress.
And I was, and if you see him, I could text him. I was very impressed with Jim Karch's explanation of what they're going to do with the sewers. He brought out props. He had a tube sock. And,
yeah.
Oh, it was just...
you would never, he managed to make a discussion of sewers interesting.
It made sense. It made sense. All right. Hey, I'm going to talk to you. Hey, I want to give you a heads up. Next time we talk will be the day after Election Day.
Mm-hmm.
So we will talk to, if you don't mind, political science Terry Renner, not Mayor Terry Renner.
Sounds fine.
Get your take on all this.
I'm never not both these days.
That's true.
I appreciate it.
All right.
I don't have to worry about switching hats. No, yeah, I mean, this is going to, in many ways, going to be a fascinating election, no matter who wins. But, yeah, we will have much to talk about.
All right. All right. We'll do it in 2 weeks.
Take care.
Thank you, Mary.